Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views. The cool waterfall mist during a hot hike. And the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors. With more than 450,000 trails around the world, points of interest along the trail, and offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You heard the open there, courtesy of Guardians TV and Mac Robinson on the board.
Yes.
Oh, and we got the Assassin's Apprentice, Jake Murren behind the glassy knoll doing some producing today. Katie Pollock, who does not have a nickname, because that is someone's mother, and I am somewhat respectful of mothers around here. And speaking of mothers, Jonathan, how you doing, buddy?
That's got no relation to mothers. So she'd love a nickname more than anyone, though.
I know, but
that's
it's
the
just,
sad part about it. Like, but she's the one that would like she'd get it like branded on like a T-shirt and come in and like she'd love a nickname.
Yeah, she would. But here's the thing: like, she's just Katie. Like the young people don't know who they are yet. So when you give a moniker like the Milkman to Anthony Alant, you're helping that young man discover himself. Katie's got two almost adult daughters, a successful marriage, a beautiful life in So-So, South Solon, as the kids call it. I mean, she doesn't need to be branded. She's a very successful woman at the, you know, epic part of her journey.
Well, it's okay. Anthony was able to discover that when Ken wants to use somebody as an analogy for the worst person at the station to work with, that's where Anthony Alant comes into play.
Yeah, I would just say.
I would have cried after hearing that with Anthony Alant today.
Ken. We might tease Anthony Alant.
My goodness.
We've never bus tossed him. Now, he keeps saying Ken's his mentor.
Okay. Jeez.
All right, we'll remember that.
Oh, that's right. He credits Ken in many respects.
Yeah.
Oh, now we have to make sure that he hears this clip.
I don't remember.
There goes my hero. The moment I started singing, the moment I knew that was in tomorrow's open. And I, you know what, Mac? We don't love that. And I apologize to everybody for singing.
Honestly, I thought it was Dave Grohl.
We apologize to everyone for singing out there.
I was so surprised.
We've only done that one other time in station history. I think it was a Garth Brooks song. I think it was Friends in Low Places, and it was like 10:55 at night, and that was the second, and there will not be a third.
You strike me as a Thunder Road kind of guy.
There will not be a third.
I thought it was Dave Grohl. I really did. I was like...
You're right. Who just walked in the studio?
But did he fire another drummer? How is he here?
That was worse than whatever Ken ended up doing to Anthony this morning. That was twice as bad, if not three times as bad. So how are we feeling today?
We're feeling really good. We're feeling pretty darn good here. It's funny. While half the world is panicking here in Cleveland, and I jokingly said it, it sure seemed like there was a couple shows that woke up today and suddenly realized the Browns quarterback situation might be a bridge to Caca Town. I've kind of been on this train for a while, so I've settled in. I got myself a nice chair that is supporting my backside.
You got some Jimmy Buffett playing.
We're feeling good.
The daiquiris out. I'm actually replaying
There Goes My Hero by You just in repeat.
If there was going to be anything that you'd replay at that point, it would be that.
It was funny. I mean, okay. We can draw the line here on the Tyler Huntley news yesterday in that, in the end, he is a camp arm. So... until proven otherwise, which we have to say, because you're camp arm today and you might be the starting quarterback in 2 weeks. That is how this thing could go. Not likely, but you never know with the Browns. But at the same point, you have to admit, the cadre of crappy quarterbacks the Browns have is getting very funny. I mean, Joe Flacco, who I don't consider crappy at this part of his career because he can still sling it. Kenny Pickett, caca. A third and a fifth round pick should be treated as caca until proven otherwise. The worst trade in Browns history. Deshaun Watson, caca, still in the quarterback room. And now you add another quarterback who's just kind of a journeyman who's been around and is also a Pro Bowler in Tyler Huntley.
The weirdest Pro Bowl in the history of the NFL. But yeah, he's basically, his career has been built around cosplaying as Lamar Jackson.
Yeah.
Like doing a lesser job, the poor man's version. I've always called Dylan Gabriel welfare Tua. To even call him welfare Lamar seems disingenuous to Lamar.
Okay, I was wondering where you're going to go with that, because I thought we were going to turn it in. I also don't like the fact that we've just started calling him Snoop. I know that that's
how he likes to go by. He was here the first time, that Stefanski at the podium would call him Snoop.
Yeah, that's just a little weird for me. There's nothing about Tyler Huntley that screams Snoop to me. This feels like another self-applied nickname that we have to just kind of go along with. Like, I'm not calling Travis Hunter the unicorn. Nope. If somebody else called him the unicorn, I would have went with it. But now that Travis Hunter's like, you can call me the unicorn, I'm going to call you Travis.
I think there was a bigger backstory there, but that's fine.
Is he a big Snoop Dogg fan?
No, I think it was like when he was a little kid or something like that. I'm remembering some story.
Snoopy the dog?
The last time he was here, we went through all this. We did these.
Didn't like it then?
We did
don't
the
like
backstories. Every newspaper that writes about the Browns did a backstory about his name and why it's called that. I cannot remember it for the life of me, but there was a reason behind it.
So,
but I'm with you. It's weird.
So the reaction that Tyler Huntley thing made the idea of this quarterback room even funnier to me. The what does it all mean? I think for people in the Shador camp, I think it means you might see a healthy dose of Shador on Friday with Dylan Gabriel and Kenny Pickett nursing hamstring issues.
For sure it means that. Like, so I'm at the point now where Shador Sanders, if it's not three quarters, it has to be into the fourth quarter for this game on Friday. Everyone's like, oh, Snoop Huntley is going to get the start. No. There's no reason why Tyler Huntley should have any reps this week on the joint practices. That you're just wasting reps. And then when it comes to Friday and the actual preseason game, what do you get out of Tyler Huntley? There's zero you get out of that. Like, Shador should have three quarters at minimum and should be able to have a long leash here.
You know I am Switzerland. So I'm hopeful that this kid's going to be really good. As somebody who also just enjoys a little bit of chaos, In the interest of what's funny, there would be nothing funnier than the Browns starting Snoop Huntley on Friday in a preseason game when he was signed Monday night.
That just makes no sense, though.
Oh, no. It does. They don't think he can do any. They don't think he's going to be effective, whether it's in getting out the plays, whether it's in the little ins and outs of being a quarterback in the NFL.
Starting Snoop Huntley might be the most disrespectful thing they could possibly do to Shador Sanders.
That's why it's funny.
If they start Tyler Huntley, I have not. At no point have I made any allusion to the idea that there's some sort of conspiracy theory at play or the Browns are holding Shador Sanders back and I like had the Illuminati hat and all this stuff turned around. No. If they do this, I will start to believe that a lot is wrong with the Cleveland Browns, and a lot is wrong in this situation, and they are, in fact, holding Shador Sanders back. You cannot start Tyler Huntley.
I think they might start Tyler Huntley. I think they...
It does nothing. It does that. Like, so here's the thing. Shador should have as many snaps as he possibly can, and then you have Tyler Huntley because you don't want to have a situation where if Shador Sanders gets injured, all of a sudden a backup linebacker becomes your starting quarterback.
I mean,
the only reason Tyler Huntley exists on this team right now is so that you don't have to have a backup punter be your quarterback in the event that Shador Sanders gets injured and goes down in the second quarter, and then the whole rest of the game is just a complete farce.
What I will say is, if the Browns say Tyler Huntley is a camp arm, and then they start him on Friday, I can understand a lot of the slights that people take with Shador. I think go into Shador derangement syndrome. Not you. I think you have actually been as open-minded as you can be while being the leader of the Shahive. But like some of the people on social media with Shador are just unhinged. Trade him. Give him a real chance. Okay. I deal in reality. Nameless dude on TikTok. TikTok. And Nick Wilson says, by the way. But that being said, you will absolutely incite all the crazies. If everyone is reporting that Tyler Huntley is a camp arm, and then you start him over Shador Sanders.
I mean, you just can't do it.
No matter the reasoning, it really is going to piss off the crazies.
By the way,
it's going to piss off the, like, I don't think
I'm
you're
not
the
even
crazies.
A crazy. No, I'm not
I
even
think
a crazy.
You're like the moderate. I think you just like Shador.
That's exactly where I stand.
You just believe in him.
I believe in him. I like him. I'm not a crazy, but it would be such a slap in the face.
You're going to unite all it just the makes people no sense. That love Shador.
It just makes no, it makes absolutely zero sense. Tyler Huntley's not going to play for the Browns this upcoming season. He's only there so that you don't have a random position player throwing passes if you need to. Like, they just throw Shador out there, let him throw as many passes as he wants. If in the third quarter he's like, you know what, my arm's feeling a little sore, I'm done with this, great. Okay, Tyler Huntley, you're in. But if Shador wants to play all four quarters, Shador should play all four quarters this coming Friday.
I'm going to give
you... No reason not to give him all these reps.
I'm going to give you the devil's advocate. And I'm a little Switzerland on this idea as well, because I think it's very pro-Brownsian to take this to where I'm going to take it. But if the Browns don't think Shador is ready, and they're telling you with every decision that they make, with every lack of rep that they give him on every practice, they don't think he's ready. That is the logic to then
not ready
turn
for
around.
A preseason football game.
Not ready to get meaningful reps in the
preseason football game.
No, in camp. He's not getting reps in camp.
Okay,
how
but
could
we're
he
talking
be ready
about
to start
Friday,
a preseason game?
Because it's a preseason game. It's not anything that's crazy. This is the time when you get to throw people out there against other competition and see what works and what doesn't work.
What
I mean,
if they
a preseason
feel that's
game,
not fair to Shador? What if they feel it's not fair to the starters that actually will be out there?
I think it's a ridiculous notion to think somebody that played that much college football, and I would put Dylan Gabriel in this mix as well, can't possibly run an offense during a preseason game. Like, if people lost their mind, do they think he just doesn't know how to play quarterback in the slightest bit? That is such a slap in the face. If they think that way, that he can't even operate an offense in a preseason game. That's the most insulting thing I've ever heard.
I'm going to continue to say these words. This is the devil's advocate approach. I think the Browns are heavy handed with Shador. But if you don't trust him to get the play out, if you don't trust him to get him out of the huddle, if you don't think he's ready in any of that degree, you are doing the other guys you're trying to evaluate who are playing earlier in the game a disservice. If they actually believe that, and we'll see. I don't think I believe it.
If they believe that he can't even run an offense in a preseason game against third stringers at this point, and I know it's very early in his career, but even at this point, then just get rid of him. Like, he doesn't belong on this team then. If you really believe that, there's no way that that's the truth, though. There's zero chance that's the truth.
I think this is where you couldn't have planned this. You couldn't have planned for two hamstring injuries to hit. I think the two young quarterbacks that they're most invested in, Kenny Pickett and Dylan Gabriel. But Friday is where the rubber meets the road of you haven't really, devil's advocate. Given the lack of reps with the first team and with the better players, given the fact that he's been throwing to Gage Larvadane and Timmy from accounting.
Gage is turning to Travis Hunter. Look out, people.
Are you putting Shador in a situation to succeed if you haven't been giving him the reps to get out there?
Don't care. He's good enough. He can do a preseason football game. Give him as many opportunities as he can. This is the time
that
when you do this.
That would just fly in the face of what they've done,
though. It won't, in many respects.
But what they're doing is they're trying to tell you they're slow playing Shador and trying to build his confidence. If you're worried about confidence with a young kid, this would be the justification you use. Which is, we don't want to hurt his confidence. We don't think he's ready to play three quarters.
He's not that fragile. There's zero chance a preseason game, and they're worried and the risk of them hurting his confidence. That'd be the biggest bunch of bleep I've ever heard in my life.
I think it's infantilizing. I do. I agree. Like, he is a pro, but I'm going to tell you.
I mean, Mike, we're talking about it like you're throwing him out there for a playoff game right now. It's a preseason game against the Panthers.
But it would be consistent with the logic that they're using, and I can't stress
enough. Which is why, if they go down this road, and I don't think they will, because this would be I would be so angry at them. If they go down this road, this is where I say I start to believe in some of the conspiracy theories that friends have been putting out there for weeks now about them holding Shador back and them not being serious with Shador and everything else, as if they just drafted him to stash him. If you can't play him in a preseason game against the Panthers, then yes, I'm going to start to buy into that idea that they were never serious about Shador, they were never serious about giving him an opportunity, and it's a complete farce of an operation.
Okay, what if the plan has always been this weekend, because again, it's still early in camp. People want to act like it's the 11th hour. It's still early in camp. What if the plan has always been play him in the second half, maybe with the fours on Friday, then maybe next week, in preseason game number two, maybe you see him earlier in the game, and then by preseason game number three, he's ready to start.
Great. Plans change. And when you have the injuries you have to the other quarterbacks, you should be salivating at the mouth to be able to give Shador Sanders as many of these reps as you possibly can. Tyler Huntley doesn't need any of them. I cannot stress this enough. If Tyler Huntley gets 10 reps on Friday, that's 10 too many, Nick.
Then Tyler wouldn't have signed. Like, there is the other element. You have to give Tyler Huntley
Tyler
something.
Didn't have any other options. What was Tyler doing?
He could have waited. He didn't have to sign. I think he knows he's got next to zero chance.
I'm not worried about Tyler Huntley's career options.
No, but they brought him in. You have to have had some sort of conversation about
him. Every rep you give him is a rep that is going away from Shedeur Sanders, and I don't believe in that theory and that ideology. Like, Shedeur should have the whole game if he wants the whole game.
Listen, I struggle with this because I think the biggest myth they've created is Shedeur is not NFL ready. I think at some point, I agree it's insulting. At the same point, if you don't think he's ready, he shouldn't start this game on Friday. Because you're not going to give him a chance. You're not going to give the rest of the team a chance to build what you need. Like, right now is the, we got to build confidence in this team. And whether I agree with the assessment or not, that is, like, you are walking a line here. And you are trying to develop a kid. And you and I, this is where I think you and I align. You can ruin kids at this stage of their career. And not just him, but Dylan Gabriel too. Any rookie quarterback at this point, you can ruin him by overexposing him.
If you can't believe that he can beat up an offense or a defense in the Panthers in a preseason game, and it's going to ruin his confidence in that little stretch. And if that does, by the way, if that's enough to ruin his confidence, then he's not the player I thought he was anyway.
But it's so
not
it's,
anywhere
so
close this, to the
again,
player I think he is.
Very devil's advocate here. But if like you can't get guys in and out of the huddle, how are you going to proceed as an offense?
I will be surprised, like, if he can't get guys in and out of the huddle in a preseason game. He's going to be able to get them in and out of the huddle. Like, I mean, he played enough college football. He can get guys in and out of the huddle.
I mean, even if he misses, I think that's a real concern.
Even if he misses his routes or is just completely disorganized, and all, well, then great. Guess what? He's learning every single throw. And by the end of the game, he will have gotten 60 snaps of being able to figure out how to do that just a little bit better, which makes that worthwhile for the long term of Shedeur Sanders. Which, again, does nothing for the development or what they would think the development of Tyler Huntley needs to be, because Tyler Huntley is not going to be on this team 2 weeks from now.
So much of what they have told everyone is it's everything leading up to the snap. It is your reads, your protections. It's all of those things that he needs work on, in their opinion. What has changed in the last 2 weeks where you haven't given the reps to get good
at
that?
It's different if you're taking away reps from Kenny Pickett, if you're taking away reps from Dylan Gabriel, if you're taking away reps if you thought that Joe Flacco needed them. That's a different conversation. You're now taking reps away from Tyler Huntley. I don't care about Tyler Huntley's reps. He's not going to be on the roster 3 weeks from now.
It's about the O-line. It's about the running backs. It's the wide receiver. That's going to be the counter argument to what you're saying.
Yeah, that's wild to me. If you believe that he can't...
them than getting the O-line, the running backs, and the wide receivers and tight ends where they need to be.
Run the plays, and he can't figure out how to run the plays in the slightest bit after all the experience he had in college and everything in a preseason game, then he's never going to be the guy.
216-474-0092. At Nick Wilson says, at Jay Peterlin on social media. Social media reactions on X, powered by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. We got quick hits coming up at 2:40 today. We got Matt Underwood, Guardians TV, coming up at 3:00. We'll get into the red hot Gardos. Oh, and we have Lance Reisland, Coach Riz, Cleveland.com, at 6:00 today. Awaiting word, on Albert Breer, whether we'll get him for our usual Tuesday at 5:20 hit. But is Shedeur starting the preseason game on Friday? Is that the only recourse from here, given the injuries to Dylan Gabriel and Kenny Pickett? And another voice has chimed in on the Browns are doing Shedeur dirty crowd. That's in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan. I don't get really caught up too much in the starting. I would like to see Shedeur play a fair amount of the game. Who starts and who doesn't start, I don't know that that matters as much to me.
No, that's not the deal breaker. The deal breaker for me is the understanding that every rep that Tyler Huntley takes is a rep taken away from Shedeur, and every rep taken for Tyler Huntley is a rep that is, in my opinion, just a lost rep.
So does this get, do you just not trust the Browns with Shador's development?
Yeah, in many ways. Sure, I think that's part of it. If they go the route that is being suggested there, where it goes Tyler Huntley plays way too much of that game, and Shedeur Sanders, you got to wait until the third quarter, because apparently we have to treat him like a Fabergé egg. He's just so delicate, he can't possibly be thrown in the mix for a good portion of this game. I mean, and yes, I will start to question what their process is. And it's not like they've given us in the past a bunch of reason to believe that they know what they're doing in the development stature.
So the thing that I would say, though, is... It would be unlike, like, a team that is methodical about doing something a specific way. It would be interesting to see two hamstring injuries be the thing that all of a sudden caused them to hit, you know, stun mode or hit like a different mode of movement on Shador's development.
I just think it's a good opportunity. I think it's a good opportunity for Shador to get a lot of reps. Reps are ultimately is going to be where the growth comes from. I'm convinced they care more about what happens in the joint practice than they do the preseason game anyway. And so if you buy into that logic, like, yeah, this would be a great opportunity for Shador to have as many chances to showcase what he can do and also get better in the process.
As Switzerland on the show, I think if he's going to start, or if he's going to get three quarters on Friday, he better get a lot of reps in the next 3 days. That's just where, specifically with the joint practices tomorrow, you need to give him the kind of reps. If and this is a big if they're right in thinking they're still in the confidence-building stage of his development. I made this point earlier. It's apparent that they're doing the stress test with Dylan. They're not stress testing Shador at all. They're in the, let's give him four or five controllable reps. Let's build that confidence and let's, you know, let him do the little things, getting in and out of the huddle, pre-snap reads, all that kind of stuff. It would be interesting if you don't give him those reps in the next 2 days.
Epic views, waterfall mists, summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with AllTrails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you welcome to the club.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but... scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over. And I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
And then all of a sudden, you're just kind of throwing him to the wolves on Friday.
Well, on Friday...
because I think there is a time, naturally, where you should throw him to the wolves. I just... following their logic, I don't know now is it.
So I guess I wonder, though, is like tomorrow, are we going to have Pickett and Gabriel be playing in any sort of fashion? I would imagine I've not heard one way or another whether we are or aren't.
I mean,
I would imagine
they would. Yesterday, so.
I think the Browns care about what happens tomorrow way more than they care about what happens on Friday. What I'm trying to stress, though, is the idea that Shador Sanders has an open runway, and if the Browns try to limit or try to hold him back in any sort of way, that's where I'll start to believe something isn't on the up and up, because Shador should be playing three quarters into the fourth quarter on Friday, because Tyler Huntley doesn't do anything for this team. So his snaps do not matter.
This is where we kind of marry the Tyler Huntley news and the Shador news together, because on the heels of the Browns signing Tyler Huntley, RG3 said that Shador is being set up to fail. And it's a little tough to maybe pay full service to that, considering RG3's not in Berea and he has not been watching how this... He's kind of been watching from a much more detached, remote version than us. I do think if Shador doesn't play three quarters this weekend, I think you're going to have a lot more people echoing what RG3 said, and kind of admitted that that's going to happen too.
For sure. I will start to believe that something isn't on, it's not on the up and up. Something is seriously wrong with how the Browns are treating Shador if you have Tyler Huntley start the game and play a majority of snaps over Shador Sanders, because it just doesn't make any sense. There's no benefit for Tyler Huntley playing any of the snaps on Friday.
Except to maybe the starters. I do think you're discounting that a little bit, the idea of the offensive line, the running backs, and the wide receivers. Their ability to perform and to put good tape out there is predicated on who the starting quarterback is.
Well, I mean, again, this comes back to the idea. I think we just have a difference of opinion about where Shador Sanders could be right now. If you can't trust Shador to just operate a basic offense and be able to run in a preseason game against the Panthers, then he is leaps and bounds way beyond what we were able to witness, me and you, when we were out there at training camp in those few days.
I mean, listen, I think if you didn't have Dylan Gabriel, I think Shador would have gotten a fair amount of snaps already. I do think there's a correlation between the opportunities Dylan's getting and the opportunities Shador isn't. And I think that is very much I think they're doing that deliberately. And whether that is in good faith, which is we think Dylan's ready and Shador isn't, or whether this is all tied back to maybe somebody didn't want Shador in that room in the first place. Maybe somebody still isn't sold on Shador. Where it's tough for me is, I think certain members, maybe of the head coaching staff, came in with a specific thought about Shador from the pre-draft. And I think it's interesting that nothing the kid has done, and by all accounts, he's done all of his work, he's done all the right things,
right.
He's clearly doing all the right things with fans in terms of how he engages. He's doing a lot of the things right. It's interesting that those things haven't led to some sort of breakthrough when Kenny Pickett got hurt and Dylan Gabriel started getting all these opportunities. So I think it's interesting. I necessarily don't think they should still be holding him back off of things that happened in the pre-draft process. I think at some point you got to get over your original evaluation. But I do think, like, when RG3 says he's being set up to fail, I think they would beg to differ. I think they would beg, we're trying to make sure we don't ruin the kid.
They would. And listen,
putting him out there.
And I've given them every benefit of the doubt so far up until this point. On Friday, I want to see Shador Sanders out there. I need to see Shador out there. And this is the opportunity that if you're trying to give him chances to prove himself, they're sitting right there in front of you. This is it. And I have a hard time thinking that Shador is going to have a harder time than Snoop Huntley in trying to be able to run an offense and get things all set and ready to go.
Tyler Huntley's been in the NFL for 6 or 7 years, and he has started meaningful NFL games. I don't think it's that ridiculous to think he might have more experience in a way that Shador just doesn't have yet.
I think logic needs to take over this conversation here, though. Like, logically, if you think that Shador Sanders is nowhere close to being able to just be able to do a simple offense and be able to, as if he would drag them down so much, then I think we're missing the plot a little bit.
I mean, it's interesting that we might be missing the plot there. I think, I just think if you follow what the Browns have been doing, there's a very specific way they're doing it. I understand why people like RG3 look at this and go that, oh, there must be nefarious intentions. They just listen.
I mean, it's not week three against the Chiefs. You know what I mean? It's not week seven against the Bills. It's week one in a preseason game.
When you're still trying to evaluate the rest of your roster.
But it matters.
Like, what's good for Shador might not be good for the rest of the team. And I think they're going to always side on what's good for the rest of the team.
So maybe that's where the difference we have here is that, like, I there's no world I see where Shador Sanders is going to just drag the team down so much where the whole game just becomes useless. And it's like we couldn't evaluate anyone or anything because Shador just didn't even know how to monitor being a football player. He just has too much experience for me to think that that's ever going to be reality.
I mean, the whole thing about the preseason is, you know, like, three procedural penalties can interrupt what you're trying to do, which is build confidence for the whole offensive unit and just build rhythm. Like, so much of this is just that rhythm of remembering how to do the football for guys who are maybe second on the depth chart, or guys who haven't taken meaningful reps since last, like, you got guys coming off injury, since last November. Like, again, like, I think the Browns are being a little too precious with Shador. You and I are going to.
And that's what that would tell you. Like if they do that with Tyler Huntley on Friday, that's exactly what that would tell you.
But at some point, if you've been super precious and then you go, well, we need somebody to play four quarters. Let's put that kid out there for four.
I mean, if you can't trust him to go out there for three quarters in a preseason game, then he should be taking zero snaps in any of these workouts that we've seen, or any of these four quarterback competition. If you really think he's going to hamper the offense so much that he can't play a preseason game to the length that I'm suggesting that he should, again, just then get rid of him then. You don't believe that he's going to ever be anything close to it, and it's just a faulty exercise.
Well, but the stakes might not be as high in, say, the second half of opposed to the first half.
Yeah, I just refuse to think the stakes are ever that high in a preseason game to begin with anyway, though.
I think the stakes are high for a lot of guys going out there on the field, and that's something players get offended at. When we say these games are meaningless, so treat them as such, it's the most pissed off I've ever had NFL players at me in my life is dare saying, because it does mean a lot
to the guys who will play. But I bet if you ask people like Gage, for instance, who he's turning to Travis Hunter, who he wants throwing to him, he's going to say the guy I've been working day in, day out with, the guy that I've been doing practices with, the guys and that I've been
Gage
competing
is
with.
Gage going to be on the third or fourth team.
No, he's been throwing to everybody, though. And so I bet they'd be more comfortable with that than they would a guy that just got there a day ago.
We're going to move quick hits here because we got a bunch of phone calls on this. We want to get you guys in on this. But 216-474-0092, RG3 says Shador is being set up to fail. Agree or disagree? And I think Shador fans saw this as one thing, and this might be where some of your frustrations, some of Shador fans' frustrations are coming from. And I think we might have to realize it's not that thing that Shador fans want this to be for Shador in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan. I think I understand the fury of response, and I think you're making a very logical, passionate argument for Shador getting a lot of the playing time on Friday. I think people are just pissed about this because I think the second that the Dillon Gabriel news came out and the Kenny Pickett stuff came out, mm-hmm. that it's unlikely they are to play on Friday, I think Shador fans circled Friday is his opportunity to finally firmly ensconce himself in the quarterback battle with a good performance on Friday's game. So if the Browns don't start him, I can understand if you feel like that opportunity has been kneecapped before it actually was given an opportunity to take off.
Well, it's the sad part about that is that we should be looking at it still like it's exciting, because I'm trying to tell everyone, if I was in charge, Shador would have three quarters into the fourth quarter. Hell, if he wanted to play the whole game, he gets to play the whole game, and Tyler Huntley's just there so that you don't play a backup linebacker at quarterback if he goes down injured. If I was in charge, the sad part about this discussion, Nick, is that too many people have seen what the Browns have done so far, and I don't think many Shador fans or people that want to see Shador succeed believe that the Browns are going to do this the way that I'm talking about right now.
So I would just, I
hope they prove me wrong. I guess it's wrong or right in both ways.
I think my rebuttal would be, just because Shador wouldn't start or get three quarters worth of reps or the full game on Friday doesn't mean they don't plan to give him more as this thing goes on. This can still be, even if he doesn't start or even if he starts but plays a quarter, whatever it is, this could still be the beginning of more for Shador.
But if you're not going to do it now.
I think some people have turned Friday into this all or nothing. I don't think they view it as just an all or nothing thing.
It's not an all or nothing, but if you're not going to do it now, I would ask the question of when you're going to actually do it. And you say, down the line, they'll get to more in maybe game two, maybe game three. Man, maybe they do, but this is the perfect setup because you're not, I think some people are getting this confused. You're not taking reps away from Dillon Gabriel. You're not worried about taking reps away from Kenny Pickett. Those guys aren't going to be playing on Friday. It's already, and Joe Flacco's not going to be playing on Friday. This is the opportunity to give Shador as many reps as possible and let him grow and let him show what he can do.
I look at it and go, I think if you started small, it makes sense to scale the thing. And again,
we all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
I'm a little dubious about the Browns doing this the right way. You mentioned earlier, we don't have like a proof of concept that they're good at developing quarterbacks. They were really high on DTR each of the two last preseasons.
Mm-hmm.
And then when the guy played, it was an unmitigated disaster. But I think right now, I don't know that Dylan's hamstring is going to change the plan, which is any rep that you take away from Joe or maybe Kenny Pickett is going to Dylan in service of getting him ready to play earlier in the season. And then once you feel he's close enough to ready, then you can start peppering in more during the season opportunities for Shador, maybe on scout team, maybe backup reps here and there.
It's an odd setup, and it's a different. We've never done a four quarterback competition that has now turned into having six different quarterbacks on the roster, with five of them going to have an opportunity here in the next month. But I look at it like, if you're trying to stump for Tyler Huntley reps, it's losing me in many ways.
I don't think it's stumping for Tyler Huntley. I think it's them thinking we have to continue to put Shador. He's made this progress. Let's keep that progress rolling by doing this in a thoughtful way.
See, but that also, what I tell you a week ago, I said I was going to get really angry at people that try to position this as the Browns are handling of Shador the right way, and they're doing this the right way and bringing him along slowly. And it's like, Shador is not asking for any of that. The man just wants opportunity. And he wants reps, and he should, based off of everything that he showed previously in college and everything else, he should be given the opportunities to not only have a chance in a preseason game, but not to be treated like someone that is, barely capable of throwing a football.
I think he was a second round talent, third round at worst. They are treating him like a fifth rounder.
I mean, you can make an argument they're treating him almost like an undrafted signed quarterback more than even a fifth rounder.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know that I could push back that hard on it, but I mean, they are treating him much more. It's funny because Kevin's the king of once you're in the building, draft position doesn't matter, which is the biggest lie any coach has ever told. All coaches say that it does matter. It matters on who the front office pressures to play. It matters for even little dumb stuff like compensatory if you leave the team in the future. I think we know it does matter. It's just what opportunity really is there. I think if you're a Shador fan, I don't think you should put all your eggs into this basket as if the sky is falling if he doesn't get what you specifically
it'll
want.
It'll just show where he stands with the Browns in many ways, right? Like, think about it. Remember when we were very young in the business and radio, and it was like, it'd be like being that young kid in the radio trying to break through when you know reps are the only thing that matters at that point. Year one, year two of you being in this business, everyone screams, it's reps. And then it's like, oh, the holidays come by. And instead of giving you a Christmas show, they're just like, hey, so we're just going to go ahead and we got you come January. We got you come February. We got you in little spots here. It's like, no, if I'm not going to get the opportunity then at the times when they're dying to give it to people, then I'm probably not ever going to get the opportunities here.
216-474-0092. Is this week Shador's chance to push for the starting job? Let's go with Bob in Cleveland. Welcome to the show, Bob.
Bonjour. How's it going, guys? I haven't talked with you guys in a little while now, has it?
That's true. Living the dream, buddy. What you got?
Well, I heard what you guys were saying about RG3, saying if Shedeur Sanders' talent is being wasted here, and I have to agree with him. I think it is. I mean, he's like a first-round talent, second-round talent or whatever. Can we put him in the bottom to last of the depth charts of our quarterback room? Like, I don't understand this. Like, this is how you ruin quarterbacks, okay? When we do stuff like this, we ruin them. And then guess what? He's going to probably go somewhere else, like Baker Mayfield did, and then he's going to explode for, like, I don't know, 4,000 passing yards and like, 38 touchdowns and stuff like that. And then they're like, oh, well, why did we do this? Why didn't we do this with him? I mean, I just would like to see some competent management here. That's what I want to see. You know what I mean?
Bob, we appreciate you, buddy. Thank you very much. Bonjour. I would actually say the two biggest sins in how quarterbacks are ruined is putting them out there too early. I'm not saying that's actually what's happening here, but they might say that. Or two, just not coaching him upright, which I think is another attempt to make sure you put him out there when he's ready.
And again, I get the putting him out there too early thing if we're talking about a real game. Like, we're still, it's a preseason game.
This is a real game.
It's a preseason game.
This is real tape. And by the way, it's not even just about Shador being ready.
Like, these are the opportunities.
Is Shador ready to go on the field and also lead those guys in a meaningful way where he's not getting in the way of them putting good tape out there as well?
And
that's what they would tell you. Again, I'm just trying to give you what I think the Browns' perspective is, whether I agree with it or not when it comes to Shador.
And I would tell their perspective is trash if that's what they think it is. If it's like, oh, he's holding people back. You shouldn't have drafted him. If you can't trust a quarterback to play in a preseason game, then you shouldn't have drafted him. You don't think he's an actual quarterback then.
Ken in Cuyahoga Falls. Welcome to the show, Ken.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Doing very well. What you got?
There's a reason why other teams didn't draft him. It's not, listen, he fell to number 5 for a reason. It's not just because of his dad's name. Right, Jonathan? Now, listen, hear me out. One, I listen to you guys all the time. Jonathan, you don't think clearly when it comes to him. Shedeur does nothing wrong in your eyes. Consistently. Every day, he shines gold. He's not ready. This kid has impressed me every time I hear him talk. He impresses me. I want him to do great. I don't want him thrown out to the Wolves.
It's not thrown out to the Wolves. It's a preseason game, Ken. If you can't play your rookie quarterback in a preseason game, then you can't play your rookie quarterback.
Don't interrupt me, dude. No. I'm not saying that he's not ready. I want him to play. But what I'm saying is this. You want to shove him in. That's great. I want him to play.
No, Ken, it's not shoving him in. Ken, it's not shoving him in. Dylan Gabriel is not playing in the game. Kenny Pickett's not playing in the game. You're not taking reps away from anyone.
You don't think clearly, dude. Nick, seriously, I like the way you think. He has to earn it.
Earn a preseason game, Ken? He has to earn to play in a preseason game?
I want him to play. I didn't say he shouldn't play. I didn't say he shouldn't play.
What kind of crazy pills are we taking here? You guys are acting like he's playing in the Super Bowl on Friday. It's a preseason game against the Panthers.
I didn't say he shouldn't play, but you are not fair. You are not fair. Every day you get on here and you say that he's the best. He obviously he's not. He even says he wants to learn. Has he not? Has he not said that?
Yeah, everyone should want to learn, Ken. Everyone should want to learn.
Be fair.
It is fair. It is. I don't know what part of it isn't fair. Nick, what have I said in the past 3 months it's been unfair when it comes to Shedeur Sanders? Sorry, I wanted to play in a preseason game. Is that I'm so unrealistic in wanting him to play in a preseason game where he's taking snaps away from Tyler Huntley, a guy that just got signed last night? That's not unfair. That's not unrealistic.
No, I didn't say it's unrealistic, but what's unrealistic is you get on here every day and act like he does nothing wrong. I love you guys. You're missing the point.
Love you too, Ken.
Just be honest. Just be honest is all I'm saying. I love you,
What part of it has been disingenuous, Ken?
Because every day you get on here, you act like Gabriel sucks and can't even walk straight. Seriously.
You're not wrong about
that. You're not giving him a fair shot.
Is that where this stems from, Ken? Listen, Ken, I like you. I can tell I like you. But is that where this stems from? Are you a Dylan Gabriel guy? Is that what that is?
Have I not called
him an Oompa Loompa? Did I offend your Dylan Gabriel fandom?
I'm a 62-year-old man that wants our quarterback, whoever it is.
Me too. But isn't that even more reason to be like, hey, let's see what Shedeur can do on Friday and give him the snaps instead of Tyler Huntley, who's not going to be on the roster 2 weeks from now? Tyler Huntley will not be on the Browns roster by the time we start this season.
It shocks me that they signed him, but I know why they did.
Ken,
shocked me.
Anyway, Ken, we got a boogie, buddy. We appreciate you.
Don't apologize. It's fun. It's all in good fun. Thank you, Ken. Okay.
I like Ken. He likes the way I think. I like Ken.
Yeah.
That's a good call for me. Yeah. A lot of dubs for Nikki Dubs in that one. Likes the way I think. I think that's really all I took away from that.
I think we got to common ground in many ways. He's just a big Dylan Gabriel guy, Ken.
I think, I don't know.
Did it not sound that way? Oh, geez. I got to reevaluate that.
That
sounds
like reciprocity.
Well, wait. Was I too hard on Ken?
Ken, I can tell I like you. No, I loved it. That was a great Donnybrook. That was great.
Not a Donnybrook. You just can't lie about me and then expect me to be like, oh, yeah, you're right.
I think there's a segment of people who might agree with Ken.
Are you that segment of people?
I am not. No, I think you've been
really did a great job jumping to the pool to defend me here.
You're a grown man.
I didn't need it. I didn't need it in any sort of way.
I would never infantilize you like that. I was enjoying that too much.
Okay, good. I liked Ken. That's the thing. People will walk away thinking I got mad at Ken, and I got mad. And that's part of that's the joy of this. Now, if Ken and I were to do that in the middle of the street, it's not going down that way because we're not just raising our voices and yelling at each other like
it's
crazy.
You just going to fist fight, Ken?
Sports talk, right? I'm not fist fighting a 62-year-old man, Nick.
That was where you lied because you said, me too, you're not 62. Matt Underwood, Guardians TV, play-by-play man. He is trying hard not to mother bleep me right now. Matt Underwood
in
5 minutes.
I'm MFing you, my friend.
92.3, the fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Wow.
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.